Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. Many politicians argue that in a diverse country like Nigeria, with so many interest groups, it is only fair for leadership positions to rotate so that every section of the nation or a state therein can have a chance to lead. Hence, the concept of zoning. It is based on similar arguments that the People's Democratic Party, in a bid to center fairness and equity in the quest for political aspirations, created a zoning arrangement as enshrined in Section 7.2.C of its constitution. Recently, however, the PDP has found itself at a crossroads and appears to be in quandary. To solve the puzzle, the party set up a committee to look into the issue of zoning and decide one way or another. The committee has met and feelers indicate that it had decided to open the floor for all those interested in contesting the presidency under the party's flag. However, Samuel Otom, Benue State Governor and also Chairman of the Zoning Committee, says the PDP did not throw open the presidential ticket of the party. Is the PDP sinking deeper into confusion? The Deputy Editor-in-Chief tells us more.
Dr. Suleiman, Deputy Editor-in-Chief, Chairman Editorial Board, Daily Trust.
I will say three things. First of all, I think the idea that zoning represents some measure of equity and fairness in Nigerian politics cannot be denied. And that goes beyond any particular party. You know, it cuts across the political spectrum as a whole. Although it will be enforced and implemented by individual parties, it will depend on how each party, you know, works that out by themselves. But it's a general principle. Nigerians expect that the presidency changes from one part of the country, that is, for example, the north, to the south, after one person has had at least 8 years. It's something that is already conventional, at least among the voters. And the political parties tend to follow that as well, you know. But because our democracy is growing and certain experiences are coming up anew, we're now having a situation where you have one political party that was in opposition, you know, now produced a president from one part of the country for 8 years. And then another party, you know, is trying to take over from that one. So how are you going to implement this zoning now? Are you going to implement it based on the idea that, okay, regardless of political party, which will be difficult to implement, or are you going to say, okay, let each party implement it?
Okay, now for a party like the PDP, we know that they've been the opposition party for a long time now. Do you see this as a political move to give them an upper hand towards 2023?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's more than, it's based on calculation. Because in the end, you have almost, in the last election, you had over 84 million voters. More than 7 million people have since registered. I think in this 2023, about 3 million people are going to vote in the election. Not all of them are going to vote because of zoning. Many will vote for reasons different from zoning. Each party will come to terms with that fact as well. And I think the PDP going back and forth on this zoning issue is, you know, merely trying to come to terms with that reality that, okay, zoning is important to Nigerian politics, but and it's important to a lot of voters, you know, but not many voters who go to the polling booth to vote consider zoning their top priority when they vote, particularly for president. The PDP are looking to say, okay, where are we, which candidates are we likely to get the most chance of winning this election from? This is the question they are looking to ask themselves, you know. And if we zone this, can that throw up such a candidate? You know, so they are looking for one person that can wrestle power from the APC. That's the ultimate goal of an opposition party. You have to win power first before you can share it.
I like what you said, saying that one of the major reasons they are doing this is to produce the best candidate. But now there's a school of thought that being the fact that the North pulls lots of votes during the election and they wouldn't want to completely come out to say they are zoning to the north. They are throwing it open, knowing that there's a chance the north might get the ticket. Do you think they're looking more at winning the election by wanting to tilt it slightly to the north because they know they will get votes from the north?
Well, it will appear that way in the first instance, you know. But it's not necessarily that if you have a PDP candidate that comes from the north, then you will automatically win the presidential election. Because in 2019, the PDP had a northern candidate who is still in the fray now, and they didn't win the election. What that means is that it depends on a host of other factors, including who the ruling party, the APC, fields in their own presidential election as well. So if they are fielding someone who is maybe from the south, then they feel like that's precisely the reason why PDP wants to, in fact, jettison the zoning formula, because they feel that the APC will have no choice but to zone the party to the south, because it will be impossible for the APC to field another northern candidate after Buhari's 8 years.
All right.
This is the reason, you know. So if that happens, then they feel that if they throw it open, then and a northern candidate picks it up, then that will give them an edge over whoever comes from the south as the APC candidate. This is the entire calculation.
That was Dr. Suleiman Suleiman, the Deputy Editor-in-Chief and Chairman, Editorial Board, Daily Trust, speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to these and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on Nas FM 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. We'll be going on break Tuesday.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes. And that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow. Could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to these or download our podcasts on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. In this episode, we are talking about the indecision in PDP as to whether it should throw open its presidential ticket for the 2023 general elections. With these uncertainties hovering over the PDP presidential ticket, where does that take the South? If the PDP eventually decides to throw its ticket open? Bilkisu Ahmed puts this question and more to a political analyst.
Okay, my name is Abdul Amadu, a lecturer in the Department of Political Science and International Studies, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria. In the first place, zoning, it's not a democratic system. It can't really work in a system like this. And that's why it's never really in the constitution. But when it was introduced in 1999, following the return to democratic rule, it was an attempt to appease the Southwest following the events of June 12 and eventual death of MK Abiola.
Mm.
But as time went on, particularly when the distortions that happened between Yar'Adua and Jonathan, when Yar'Adua died midway and Jonathan had to come up and Jonathan decided to contest the 2011 election, it distorted that arrangement.
Mm.
And subsequently, all the elections that were coming up, contestants were insisting on having an open contest. But while some were making that kind of arrangement, others were looking at the other way around, that no, we still need to zone so that eventually the six geopolitical zones, or at least power moves between the north and the south such that there will be a sense of belonging.
Mm.
But the victory, all these arrangements were made during PDP days. But when APC took over power in 2015 and President Buhari in Northern Ireland emerged, and recontested again in 2019 and won again, thereby potentially spending 8 years Many political actors, particularly from the southern part of Nigeria, felt power should also move to the south. But unfortunately, the calculation did not fit some power brokers within the opposition PDP, because they felt, see, let's present the most formidable candidate that can win an election for us, and it's not about zoning. And Atiku is seen as the most formidable actor in the party. So the last 1 year or thereabouts, PDP have been struggling, you know, on what to agree on, whether to zone or not to zone. If they decide to zone the power to the south, they will automatically edge out probably their most formidable actor, which is Atiku. And the party may probably not win. But if they decide, by the same time, if they decide to throw it open, the contestants from the south will feel Atiku has an edge over them. And President Buhari haven't spent 8 years, that means there's another possibility again that power will remain in the north. Yes, in the north. For another 4 or probably 8 years. Okay, so that's the challenge that was on the party. And all along, we knew that PDP would struggle to agree on that. That's why in the last 24 hours, we had stories of the party deciding to throw it open. And in some last few minutes or hours, we're hearing one of the governors again saying that no, they've not agreed on that. So that problem is going to be in PDP. APC, it's easy for them to see, let's zone the power to the south after the incumbent president will be concluding his 8 years. So there's not going to be a challenge in that place. But for PDP, there will be a challenge, and we know that.
Okay, so if eventually the ticket is thrown open,
yes,
you know, definitely, as you said, the north might likely go back to power. That is Atiku becoming the head of state.
It's not automatic, but Atiku is a real formidable actor.
Yes. So is there a possibility for the south becoming president?
Yes, if they do, because where I'm looking at it, the most formidable actor in PDP from the southern part of Nigeria is Inyan Sonwike, the current governor, because he has sustained the party politically. When Atiku, you know, Atiku had been dilly-dallying between APC and PDP. When he left, Wike kept the party going. And even after 2011, when Atiku lost, he decided to abandon the party and, you know, went to Dubai. If I practically stayed off the party, but it was Wike that kept on working to keep the party, pumped his money into the party. So if Inyan Sonwike can mobilize the other southern delegates, he may emerge. And another factor that I'm seeing that may favor Inyan Sonwike are the delegates from the north central part of Nigeria.
Okay.
Because the north central part of Nigeria generally have complained of marginalization from the core north. You know, in other words, the policies and programs of the Buhari APC government in the last 7 years appears to be affecting almost everything, including the chance of Atiku. Because the argument those political actors and people from the North Central is that they've been marginalized. Most of the key appointments and favor, you know, and privileges that people got or states got in the Buhari administration have largely favored either the Northwest or the Northeast, North Central. Actors and states, not really, yes, they've been left out, you know, they've complained. So they potentially could team up with the South.
Okay.
So once they team up with the South, and maybe Wike, for instance, now they could give Atiku a fight.
That was Abdul Amadu, a political analyst. As 2023 draws near, more moves and permutations will be made. We wait and watch. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listen on Nas FM 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comment or intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.